joys, concerns, and praises this morning that you might have, followed by the pastoral prayer and the Lord's Prayer. We have people listed here, and of course we mentioned Pat Singletary and her brother passing away this morning. My understanding from Pat, he's been off and on ill for quite a while, so Don gets kind of... I said to Don, I said, is there anything we can do for you and the family right now? No. He says, but we'll be traveling down there in the next couple of days. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't know if Don can drive that far anymore. But I asked him how he was doing, and he said he's been doing much better since he had that kidney stone removed. So, kidney stone? Yeah, that's what they are, kidney stone. But I don't know about him driving the lately. But maybe Douglas will take him, or somebody else will help him. So. Anybody else, please?
My father-in-law was in the hospital, and he had two kidneys done for me, but we woke up the next morning, and his coffee maker was broke. So he jumped in the truck, and off he went to Walmart. So he's doing much better now. He went and bought a new coffee maker and bought a carrot cake, and so... instead of staying down there like he was supposed to for two or three days, he came home. And I said, wait a minute, you got to stay a little bit longer. Give me a little bit more time. I'm in the middle of a project right now. So he didn't give me as much time as I wanted, but he did give me a little bit more time.
So you enjoyed the solitude when he was gone, right? Is that what
you said? I had... some projects, and I was going through stuff, and I was getting rid of stuff. And that's the only time I can do it, is whenever he's gone, but he doesn't leave very often anymore. He used to go on fishing trips and hunting trips and everything, and I had lots of time to take care of that stuff, but I don't anymore.
Was it his stuff?
Well, some of it might have been. Some of it might have been.
I'm sorry.
It was just excess stuff.
We did.
A lot of excess stuff. And, but continued prayer for Steve Summer. He's my brother-in-law, Stan's sister's husband. He's battling prostate cancer. And I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody.
Well, the Lord knows that's the most important thing. We'll keep Miss Debbie in prayer as she travels. That's a nice ride across the pond.
Yes,
good.
Please.
It's not bad. My sister just left for England, and she never flew across the pond before. So she went and got herself some high powerful sleeping pills because she said she couldn't sleep on the plane.
Well,
but it's not a bad trip anymore.
My niece texted me this morning. Well, she actually did a Snapchat, and then I responded to it. And so she's supposed to be back in my hometown next month. Whenever I'm in going on my vacation next month, so I said I can't wait to see you. And she's all excited about coming home. So she'll be flying from that side of the pond to this side of the pond.
She's stationed in where, Germany?
She's stationed in London.
London.
But she's been all over Europe while she's been there. A lot of pictures that she sent. She was hanging out in Spain.
Good.
So she's living her best life.
Miss Linda.
I requested prayer last week for a friend, Danny Willis, for open heart surgery. And he had it Friday. They had him up in the chair. He was sitting up yesterday watching football.
Hallelujah.
And it's just a real miracle.
Amen.
Thank Jesus for everything.
Yeah. Florida State was had a bye week last week, but I did manage to see Kent State a little bit. And that upcoming game, they're not going to be a pushover. So I mean, keep that in prayer. Jamie, how's the prayer going? I know you mentioned earlier.
Craig is hanging in there. We finally got some pain medicine that's helping to relieve the edge. So he's kind of ready to be done with this. But,
oh, I'm sure.
No, he's doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Miss Judy.
My brother had a heart surgery Monday, and he's not doing well. He's been on the ventilator off and on. They thought they'd take him off this morning, but I got a text that on it because he's obstinate to do it. They're scared to take him off, but we'll have a party after this.
Yes, ma'am.
My nephew had a really bad motorcycle accident and dirt bike riding, and he shattered his foot and ankle, so he had to go to WVU University and have surgery, and it was major surgery. And they had it shattered the bone, so they had to do a lot. And my sister had to drive down to Morgantown on game day to pick him up from the hospital. So my brother went with him, and they managed to get him home with pillows and everything, but they had a hard time.
What's his first name?
Christopher. Christopher Stutton.
Lord, hear our prayers.
I have a cousin in West Virginia that passed away on September the 11th. Her son called me that morning and told me, and I'm going to keep her family in prayer. Her name was Marty Howe, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Lord, hear our prayers this morning. We always know there's some not named.
You have one more?
Oh, Debbie.
Okay. I'd like to ask for prayers for my next to the oldest brother. His name is Thomas Rangin. They can't figure out what's wrong with him, but his blood count is really low, and they've tried all kinds of things. They consulted with shams, and they just can't figure it out. He runs 103 fever almost constantly, so I don't know what's wrong with him, and I just pray that they can figure it out and help him.
Thank you.